get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey Sin.
It's your boy, Al.
And you can find us everywhere you get your podcast for free. How are you guys doing? Okay, Hollywood.
Right?
Okay, Hollywood.
Right? Yeah. There's no camera here, but
yeah,
that's what they be doing.
Yeah. It should be a, it should be a camera here. I was planning on videoing, but players fuck up. All I had the time, two hours behind on the time.
I'll just take these off then.
Nah, leave them on.
Okay.
Leave them on, Hollywood. I was watching Atlanta and it was, y'all watched Atlanta?
Of course.
So it was the episode of, well, a couple back, when Paperboy went to get his hair cut and he was with Bibby.
Oh.
And he told Bibby he had a photo shoot and he kept calling him Hollywood. So
that's the one where... the barber kept on doing 1,000 things, calling everybody and taking the nigga on a mission.
So how was y'all's week?
Long? Yeah, my baby got sick.
Oh no.
He's fine. He was good. His attitude never changed, but he just got a lot of congestion. Like,
it's the weather change?
Yeah. Because he didn't get it from anybody.
I know. He did get it from somebody.
Hmm?
What happened was he let that hawk get up in him. You can't let the hawk get up in you.
What is that?
The hawk?
What is that?
You don't know what the hawk is?
No.
How long have you been down here?
A year.
Oh, only a year?
Yes.
Oh, well, you'll learn about the hawk then.
Oh, Lord.
You stay down here enough. You let it get cold outside and you got this area, this region open?
Yeah, I'm just realizing he's one of them kids, he take off his sweater when at school
and he let that hawk get up in him.
Don't get mad at him.
Because he was outside with me and he kept taking off. I was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh. You do this in school.
Yep.
Put it on.
How about you? How was your week?
It was good.
Well, he fine now. He don't got bronchitis.
He still got the cough. That's the only thing.
He got a cough.
That's literally
the hawk still up in there.
He has all that mucus that needs to come out. But other than that, he's great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. How about you, my dear brother?
Man, it was good, man.
Good week?
Yeah. It's, you know, that work week before the holiday week. You know, so everybody done. It's crunch time now. So now it's straight holiday. No more work. Get to kick my feet up for a week.
That's nice.
Wonderful for you.
You deserve it.
Oh, so weekends. Okay. But you working this weekend though?
I'm working now, but you know.
This is pretty much work.
Not that work where I gotta get up in the morning at
daggone
5:30.
You get up at 5:30 for it?
Yeah, I get to work probably 6:30, but I don't start.
Oh yeah,
until
you
7:30.
You got to do what you gotta do.
You know, I gotta wind down and sit at my desk and just
before them kids get there.
Yeah.
My week is, I thought it was going to be a good week. Thursday night, it was disappointing. I went to bed sad Thursday night.
Why?
They lost?
My team lost.
Oh.
Closely. Then last night, my high school team, which my little cousin / little nephew plays for, he's the leading tackler on the team. They lost by a big margin in the playoff game.
It was cold out last night, too.
The Hawk was out there.
Oh, it was.
The Hawk was out there.
I was working at my game.
Yeah. The Hawk was out there. And, you know, after the game, you know, all the family and parents was on the field, you know. So we was looking for him. Me and his daddy looking for him or whatever. He was like, okay, there you go right there. And he turned around, and he was crying. Like, he was crying so bad. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh.
I got sad, but because I've been there before. He got another year to play, though. But my last game, everybody was crying. All the homeboys was crying and shit because, you know.
So they're on advance, right? This is it.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. They lost. So I got that team lost. And normally they win. So then Saturday, my college team's been winning. And then on Sunday, my pro team win. Now my pro team lost. My high school lost. a little behind the scenes, it's Saturday. We're recording the day early, but hopefully my two college teams win today, Colorado and South Carolina State, to make me feel more better. But either that, I'm going to have to let me stop. So yeah, that's my week. Yeah, what have y'all been watching?
Watching?
What y'all been watching this week? Anything new? Other than that documentary we're going
to
talk about.
I was going to say, other than that, you know, I went back to Curvy Enthusiasm.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you know.
You started from the beginning?
I started last week. Yeah, at the beginning. And just going through that again. There's another one I started from the beginning. What was that? Yeah, that's one of the main ones. That, you know, in the documentary and stuff like
that. Okay. What about you, Corey?
I didn't really get to watch anything this
Because that boy
week.
Had the hawk in him. You've been Well, you put a lot of Vicks on his chest?
Yeah.
A lot of Vicks. Okay.
Yeah, I had to keep him home because kids at his, at, when I chose to keep him home because he came home Friday. He hasn't been to school. I kept him Monday, and thank goodness I kept him Monday because they said kids was throwing up in his classroom.
Oh, yeah. Keep him out of there.
Poop. Everything. I was like,
coming out
oh,
both ends.
Both
yeah.
ends.
From the rooter to the tooter.
From the rooter to the tooter.
From the scoop, from the oink, from the oink to the school year.
So I'm like, I kept him out right on time.
If he still got the hawk up in him, what you need to, he need to put on something heavy, you know, something hot, and he need to sweat. It'll get up out of him.
I can see him sweating because when I say he got energy.
Right. I don't know how I'm gonna get stuff on him. He's six.
He's six?
He's like Jack-Jack from Incredibles.
He's Jack-Jack. He's exactly Jack-Jack from The Incredibles.
From what?
The Incredibles. What's that movie? That cartoon? Family movie? You never cartoon seen The Incredibles?
No, I'm messing with y'all.
I was about to say.
I know who Jack-Jack is.
There you go.
I've watched the...
yeah, I do know who Jack-Jack is. There you go.
Who don't know
I've just been watching Mr. movies Frozone? With him, if that's the
so
case.
So which one is he?
He the little boy that run fast.
No.
Yes, he is.
No. Jack-Jack is the baby.
Is the baby.
Oh, that's the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the little fast boy name?
There is no fast boy. Jack-Jack's the fast
there
boy.
Is
no,
fast
there is a fast boy.
Boy.
There ain't no fast boy.
And what did the little girl do? She disappeared, right?
Yeah, Violet.
Violet, yeah.
And Dash.
Yeah, that's his name, Dash. Mm-hmm. Jack-Jack is the one. He turned into a little monster.
Yes, that's my son.
That's his son.
He's
all
monster?
Them powers. It's like when I actually sat down and watched The Incredibles as a parent, I'm like, wow,
so
that's children.
You're going backwards then.
What do you mean?
You had Jack-Jack first. Now you
got
to have
Violet. Right.
And the fast
He is Jack-Jack.
Yeah, he is Jack-Jack.
Well, shut up.
Because he's great.
You say
you make
Jack-Jack.
Him mad and he'd be like.
Oh.
I ain't going to say I was the first one to say he was Jack-Jack, but.
No.
He's Jack-Jack.
Word.
I guarantee you go to the house now, he's running from the front door all the way to the back door around the around
oh,
the
I can't stand
you don't
that.
Know how he got outside. And
do
it's
you,
just like.
Do you tell
the
him stuff
locked?
Twice?
Yeah, a million times.
No, I'm saying, like, do you say it twice? Like, you ain't going to be running in and out. You ain't going to be running in and out. Yeah, how I be.
No.
Sit down in that room. Sit down
sit
in that
down,
room.
Sit down.
Turn that game
not
off.
Yet.
Turn that game off.
Not yet.
Oh, that's how I be. I ain't got no kids. I be old like that. Hush up all that fuss. Hush up all that fuss. So shout out to Jack-Jack. That's his name from now on.
Yeah. When he's sweet and being a boss, we call him Boss Baby.
Oh, okay. All these cartoon references.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's the definition of all of them.
Yes, he is.
no exaggeration.
I'm trying to think of another cartoon kid movie. It'll come to me. I've still watching Abbott Elementary. You caught up yet? No.
No. Not at all. I can't catch up nothing right
I'm
now.
Way behind to catch up. I'm in third. I'm on the second season.
You'll be there.
I'm second season.
Alex Cross, I finished that.
That's what I meant to tell you.
Oh, how was that?
Wait, you finished it?
Yeah. I know people that was like, they finished it in one day.
It's good.
How far are you?
First episode, and I stopped it because I was getting a little drowsy. I said, nah, I don't want to fall asleep on it. Let me stop it and go to bed.
I'm mad. It gets better. It's some episodes where it kind of falls down a little bit, but it gets better every episode, and the ending is real good.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can figure it out. You kind of only reason I figured it out is because somebody said it was a twist, so I was trying to figure out the twist, but it's good all the way through.
Okay, don't tell me no more.
I'm not.
I got some time this week to catch up.
Ooh, excuse me. Then I found this show on Hulu called Interior Chinatown. It's about Chinatown.
Okay.
It's like a cop show, but like a spoofy cop show, but it ain't spoofy. But I just I like watching shows that's like different cultures.
Okay.
So, and it's pretty good. So I'm watching that too. But that's it for the. Well, we'll talk about the Shine Doc, but we got an email from the homie Yoshi. So shout out to him.
Yoshi boy.
Shout out to Yoshi from Relationship Status Podcast. But before we get into this email, we got a short commercial break.
First recovery depends on the facts and laws of each client's case.
I don't know if this is karma. Honestly, I don't know what this is. I went to the store today and got into an accident. Doctors telling me I may not ever be able to work again in my life. My mom is telling me everything gonna be all right. She called Tata. Wife telling me we about to be rich. Brother telling me you about to be a millionaire. Like I give up about some money right now. You know I'm paralyzed. You know I'm paralyzed from the neck
down. Hey, y'all don't listen to the Top Dog Law commercials?
No.
That's a law commercial.
Yeah, it's really? A real law commercial. Yeah,
Corey's over there like, okay, what the fuck what is are we this? Listening to?
Yeah, it's a real commercial. They play it like in the mornings. Well, I hear it in the mornings because I listen to the breakfast. I thought it was like a New York thing because I listen to Power 105. Mm-hmm. But then like Thursday morning, I was on the way to work and I was listening to the station at Columbia, mm-hmm. 103.9.
And they played it too.
And the commercial was on. I was like, okay, all right. And then he said in the commercial, he said something like, they say everything happens for a reason. You got into an accident, but you called Top Dog.
Top Dog.
You called Top Dog Law.
Oh, my God.
He got you that money on the way. And then he was like, you could have been dead. I was like, this nigga is unhinged.
Hey, somebody asked me if that was Uncle Murder. I was like, yeah, sound like him, but nah, that ain't Uncle
Murder. I think
Murder.
He from Philly, because it's something he say.
Early, or he got that early.
Yeah, he said it a certain way. Yeah, and it's a whole bunch of them. Like, and so I had made a post on Facebook, and like different people from different places. It's somebody from California that they live in Cali. They was like, oh yeah, he come on all the time, and I was like, oh y'all got him out there. So I went and searched, and like people in Detroit, like these commercials all over the place. So I guess Top Dog Law is like the guy from what's the guy in Texas? Well, no, not Akeem, but the guy in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it's a law firm like that, but I thought that was hilarious. The Top Dog.
What
law.
Is that guy's name? B, the Texas guy, the lawyer from Texas. They say he's getting ready to drop a lot of them Diddy cases.
He about to drop them?
Yeah.
Of course he is. But now it's all out there. Like, even like with the Diddy cases, like the 10-year-old and all of that, that was a part of his stuff, right? Wasn't that in his?
I don't know.
I don't believe. I don't believe that.
That's correct.
I don't believe that. But I love. If you have a favorite Top Dog Law commercial, email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Some of the shit you heard,
and you could go back and listen to it again. What we just played, because I know when it came on, everybody was like, "What is that? What is mm-hmm. that?" So now this is your second to go back and. You mm-hmm. know.
And that's just one of them. Now he got several.
That's crazy.
They change them up all the time.
That's very different.
So Yoshi emailed, he said, great show. He said, good day, fam. As a day one listener, welcome to the show, my NYC brethren and sistren, Elle and Corey. Enjoying y'all on the show. I finished the entire Alex Cross season. See, it wasn't just me.
Okay. Yeah.
It was really good. The actual first Alex Cross actor was Morgan Freeman in Kiss the Girls in 1997. Okay, guru.
So wait, he was that was his character?
Yeah, I guess that's what he's saying.
Oh, that was a good movie.
And along came a spider in 2001. Really good movies. Definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen it. Great episode, y'all. Keep it up. Yeah, because I do know that it came from a book, so I didn't know how old the book was. So, but it makes sense, though. Because the one with Morgan Freeman, I want to say it was like the lady was the one that.
Yeah.
She was the bad guy, but she was like working with him.
What's her name, Charlie Baltimore? I know it's something with that movie, and Biggie did some kind of quote from that. Oh, one of his songs, Along Kiss Goodnight or something, was based off of that. To Charlie Baltimore. That's what it was.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. But yeah, shout out to Yoshi with that. He sent another one for the list episode too. We'll get into that. One thing that we did watch, we all watched, was the Shine documentary on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
How about you?
Yeah, it was good. It was.
That was the first documentary I actually genuinely enjoyed.
It was good.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. I got a feeling you didn't like it as much as we did.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think you might have been looking for more, but we're gonna get into that. The beginning of the documentary with rap, the song part, and the rap, that right there, like, it pulled me in. Like,
yeah.
Pause. I don't know. Men don't say pull me in.
Oh, my Lord.
But it was that part right there, and then there was another part where they did the music part while he was talking. He was basically rapping the verse a cappella. That part right there, that's what made the whole documentary for me.
So the production
was A1.
Yeah, I appreciated the way it was put together.
Clean.
Yeah, it was. That part was. I thought it was gonna be a little more dealing with like the shooting, because a lot of the stuff I kind of already knew, like him being the prime minister's son and all that kind of stuff. Maybe I have a.
But you know, they had to put that in there for the younger generation, because I didn't know.
What, the shooting? Oh.
No, that he was the prime minister's son. Yeah,
I didn't know he was son.
I didn't know his family was into politics that deep.
Like now?
I didn't know he was connected like that.
Nah, yeah, I had not a clue.
Nah, I thought he just went over there and just happened to, you know, get on the right track like Akon or some shit.
I don't trust Akon.
Why, ever since he gave French Montana the fake watch?
Nah, because all his shit, like, I think a lot of the stuff Akon doing is cap, like, it ain't really him, it's the Chinese. Like, he really, like, the face of them taking over Africa.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it. Yeah. Shoot.
Because, anyway.
It's a hustle.
Yeah. But I ain't going to say it was bad. I watched it all in one take, but I thought it was going to be a little more, but it was good. It wasn't bad.
What were you missing from it?
Yeah, what more from the shooting did you want?
I guess I thought it was going to be like some information that I didn't know, and all of the stuff I kind of knew other than like his upbringing, with like him being like real bad and then him turning it around, like that part.
I don't think he turned it around.
What do you mean?
I don't think he turned it around. I think he was still in the street for one, and the shooting part. Mm-hmm. He knew the people
that shot
from the street.
Mm-hmm. They said it in the doc, right?
Yeah. And that's well known. Like, they from that area where he was from. They was out doing the same things he was doing. I don't even think that riding the bike messenger, that was an extra job. I think he was still outside.
Well, when I say he turned it around, like, I forgot what happened. Was it the shooting that happened and then he, like, got good in school and graduated and all of that stuff?
Yeah,
like,
when he first got shot.
Oh, the first time he got shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, I don't think he did.
I mean, but
why you don't think so?
He graduated.
Why he got a lie?
I mean,
he graduated.
Yeah.
That's proven in the pudding. He ain't graduated from night school.
If you on the street as heavy as you think he was, he not graduating that easy.
It was an extra job, but this nigga graduated. You in the streets and you graduated high school.
See, that's wrong. Accomplishment. Why you can't believe your brother right now, huh?
You know.
That's going to go into the next episode for Wednesday.
Can't believe your brother, man.
One
of my pet peeves. I'm going to bury the lead, this nigga over here. I don't believe him. Proving the pudding, this nigga standing there with his mama with the diploma.
So, I mean, either way.
Don Corleone over here.
All right, so tell me this. I don't know if I'm jumping ahead.
On the show?
No,
pet peeve.
On this documentary.
Okay.
Why do you guys think the documentary came out now?
Oh, everything that's happening.
Why? Like,
honestly, it's funny because I was talking to your mate about this.
Mm-hmm. Mate?
Yes. Okay. His life partner.
Take it easy.
Hey,
now.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, watch it.
It's troubling times.
Life partner.
Words mean things.
What's mate to y'all? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's just you just used it loosely. I guess it was.
Hey, no, I did not.
Go ahead. Don't follow me up.
Anyway, it's good. I got issues.
I do.
I need prayer.
I do.
Really?
All of them from all religions.
But Tenty Ways, mm-hmm. we were talking about that while we were watching the documentary, and it was like once Cassie sounded off, everybody was just, it was like everybody in cahoots in some kind of way. Not with her, but the networks that runs that's running all of these documentaries, mm-hmm. like, you know, they got to be friends, like the top dogs. So it's like, oh, well, hers came out. Oh, let's bring out TMZ.
Top
oh,
dog.
Let's bring out this person. You stupid.
You said it.
You I might did. As well make top this the title. And then all of a sudden, Hulu's like, our turn.
But I mean, that's the
they all know they're coming out, though.
Yeah.
They
it's,
know.
It's because it's always, if you look at the website, IMDb, it's mm-hmm. always post-production. And it lets you know, like, oh, this is ready to be released type stuff.
But I mean, it's not, because everything is all digital, I don't think it's hard to get all of this stuff together as mm-hmm. far as the footage. Mm-hmm. And then, like, these people know what legally they can put in stuff or what's like.
I think Elle's talking about the timing. Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about the timing.
But I mean, it's but what I'm saying is
the downfall of Diddy.
What I'm saying is, like, it's easier for them to, like, if some news come out, it's easy for them to just put something together real quick. Mm-hmm. Like it ain't like it used to be. So, and then a lot of the stuff don't really got to be vetted.
You know what it is? I'm watching the documentary. You know, he had his downfalls with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Money wise, or you know, the label wise,
mm-hmm.
then
that was in there?
They so called made up.
Yeah,
yeah.
When what was the downfall with the money?
What was it?
Because then he get like a $2 million deal. Didn't they say that? Like he had like a deal that they was like, that's crazy for him to get this deal, and because it was a bidding war.
War. That was like before Diddy.
Yeah, but then Diddy signed him for like $2 million or something, right?
And he didn't even have a record yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember it was. It was.
No, it was. They didn't have a problem with the. They didn't have a problem with money.
He had problems with Mace and them. So then he got put on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was put on the back burner, that's, you know, he didn't want to be put on the back burner at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He basically was cold and he chilled out.
But hold up.
Because he fell out with him all the way.
He fell out with Mace and them.
Him and Mace was beefing because of Brandy. He wasn't technically put on the back burner, but after that shooting happened in the club, that's when he was put on the back burner. And Wolf was like, nah,
you can't
do that. You got to put his albums out.
But his he already had songs out, all right?
He was on
Mace. He had some songs, but his albums didn't drop yet.
The album didn't.
And then once they dropped his first album, that's when it was like, yo, gotta keep going.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's exactly what it was. That's when they really fell out. But when he came home, they so-called had made up again.
Mm-hmm.
But then they said, towards the end, you know, they put on the documentary, you know.
No, they were fine up until the stuff with Cassie happened.
There you go. Yeah.
And he was like,
oh, you mean came, okay, hold up. Because when you say came home, I'm thinking, you mean came home after he did his prison sentence?
Yeah.
After the 10 years.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then recent times, like this year.
He did come out.
He reached out to him. Diddy reached out to him talking about the club incident because they're pushing this and they're saying that. And he's like, the truth is what the truth is. I don't have to talk about it again. It's mm-hmm. out there. I can't do nothing about that. Mm-hmm. And then once the video with Cassie came out, the people that's backing him was like, you can't talk to this dude at all. Like, he's involved with domestic violence. And then that was
all the people backing Shine.
Yeah.
Like the government people.
The government,
there. Yeah.
And then that's the end of it.
Because it was not too long ago, the video of like Shine and Diddy at, you mm-hmm. know, Shine at Diddy house.
Yeah.
Right.
That was earlier this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. It was a couple of times they did that. And I bet you, because like I said, all of the artists that when these documentaries come out, they know ahead of time when it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I guarantee that's when he reached out to him saying, hey.
Hold up. Whoa. Because you saying he and they.
Okay. He, Diddy.
Mm-hmm. When you say they know, who? What do you mean they know?
Diddy knew that this Shine documentary is coming out.
No.
Or anybody.
Mm-mm. No.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think he knew. I think he knew, but you got to remember, like, when I think the last part of the documentary mm-hmm. was just added before release.
You think so?
Yes.
Because it happened quick.
Diddy.
That's what it was.
Because it was it beyond the stuff with Cassie. It was just the whole thing about, and then that's when Sean was like, you know, I can't.
I want to say it was a part where it said on the, you know, the words on the screen mm-hmm. During the filming of this documentary, mm-hmm. Cassie, lawsuit, this, that, and the third. I want to say that did happen, but I don't think Diddy knew that this documentary was coming out about Shine.
Why not?
I think so.
Because he's in footage, they like had to in one of the something. Beginning. In the beginning, they were sitting around fire or something, like just talking, and Diddy was there, and it was a very present time.
That's when,
and you know, when
Belize.
You're recording somebody, you got to let them press release. You got to sign documents.
No.
Yes.
That video was on social media and everything earlier this year.
But yeah. He put it in a documentary.
I don't think you, if like once stuff go out like that, it's like fair use.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I thought.
Because I think he knew, because he wasn't talking bad about Diddy throughout the documentary. He was talking about how the club shooting happened, and more the people that were being interviewed were saying Diddy did this, and he was talking about that, Gene and he Dio told them like, "Oh, I don't like him. Yeah. Keep mm-hmm. him away from me." Sean mm-hmm. had nothing negative to say. Sean always spoke the facts.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I'm not mad. I ain't no mm-hmm. love lost. No type. Like, he didn't have any ill, malicious intent while speaking about Diddy. The only time, it wasn't even malicious. The only time he had to really speak a cold, hard fact about Diddy is the recent times. And, like, I can no longer be involved with him for my political,
that would make,
you know,
that kind of stuff, like,
journey.
People won't take any of that into account. Like, when people say, like, he had like the regular parties and this, that, and the third, mm-hmm. he had the freaky stuff, mm-hmm. stuff like that, they won't take that into consideration. When Shine's like, you know, I just knew this part of him or whatever,
like, right.
I don't think he knew about all the wild stuff.
You know what, for the listeners, if that Shine is a, you know, a old Bad Boy member, some people might not know who Shine is. Mm-hmm.
If you don't Google him, we ain't got to explain that part to it. Like,
and it's Shine with a Y.
Yeah, with a Y.
Yeah, we gotta explain that. No, our listeners grown. We don't have kid listeners. If you don't know who Shine is, I'm sorry. We're not gonna explain that. I know what you're trying to do. No, fuck that.
But now,
y'all niggas don't know who Shine is.
It's I like when he was talking about how Diddy reached out to him asking him for help and stuff. I just literally went back to the beginning, like when he called y'all asking y'all for help when he got locked up. Y'all just turn your back, and it's like the ties have turned.
Got different lawyers too.
So tell me this. All right, would you have blamed Shine for this incident if you were Diddy?
What incident?
Or would you want him to take the rap with you?
What incident?
The club.
Would I have blamed Shine?
Yeah. Because, all right.
If I'm Diddy?
Because Diddy did turn his back on him, right?
Oh, completely.
But at the same time, Diddy, he was in the clear. Nobody's talked about him shooting a gun into these
documentaries. One girl did back then. The one that got shot.
She was saying it the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the only time it came up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to say, okay, well, since nobody else saying it, you're not going to say, well, I did shoot my gun also. You're going to let it go like, nah, I ain't do nothing. And let him take all the rap, right?
Yeah, that's what his lawyer. That's what his.
Yeah, he did.
No, Diddy let Sean take the rap.
He took all the rap
because his lawyers told him to. No.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking what you're saying, because mm-hmm. you're saying him. I was trying to clarify.
No, Diddy
what
let
meant.
Sean take the rap because his lawyers told him to. Nobody is pointing the finger at you too much.
I couldn't blame Diddy because I did have a, like, why the fuck you got a gun in the club?
Everybody had. They all had guns in the club.
But still, like, why the fuck you got a gun in the club? Like, if I go to jail and people say I shot, even and if he shot his gun, mm-hmm. and I'm the one who get caught, that's on me.
That's on you.
That's on me. Exactly. I can't blame.
That's why
Sean
didn't snitch.
Yeah, yeah. I can't blame him for that.
He took a total accountability. He's like,
yeah. If Diddy be like, now I don't know if Diddy did or not. Y'all correct me. But was he ever like, he did it?
No.
Or did he just, was Diddy just like, I ain't did it?
No, he never said he did it. But he never said he didn't. He just turned his back. He just washed his hands of a situation.
I don't remember.
He let his judge. Yeah, his lawyer speak for him.
Let the best lawyer win. God damn it.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Let the best lawyer win.
Yep. That's what happened.
And nigga, I got Johnny.
And now this girl is talking about it today. Like, yes, Diddy shot me.
Well,
she's been all over the internet.
She has been.
Yeah.
She's a little too dark. They don't care about dark skinned women. If she was lighter, Diddy would be in jail. Sorry.
You sure?
It is what it is.
For sure.
Yes.
If she was lighter, she was a dark skinned girl. I can't remember what she, I think she was cute back then.
She's cute now.
Yeah,
she looks great.
She was just a little too dark back in the late 90s.
Yep.
She was a little too dark. They didn't care about dark skinned women back then. Sorry. It's the truth. Well, this article is dated October 30th. And I only saw this because Shine responded. Somebody walked up on Shine and asked him about Funkmaster Flex or whatever. But Funkmaster Flex said that he went on a rant. And because Shine labeled himself a scapegoat in that incident. Oh, I thought he did 10. He only did 8 years in prison.
Yeah.
He said he refers to himself as Diddy's fall guy. He said Funkmaster Flex said when somebody tries to say they're the scapegoat or they was used, it's been bothering me. And I'm going to keep it a buck. Shine, I love you, bro. And I know what you've been through. They spelled that wrong. I know what you've been through. No, I don't. But you're a liar. You're a stone cold faced liar, Shine. Flex will give his accounts of what happened in the club shooting. He added, let me tell you about, hold on. Let me get my Funkmaster Flex list. Let me tell you about that night in that club. I don't know what people are talking about. Shine was in the streets. He was a punk. Oh yeah, hold on.
Thank you. You got the bombs?
Yeah, I do got the bombs.
For all the people, like I usually say, if you listen to New York Funk Master Flex at night, this is how he goes.
I'm waiting for this.
This nigga, man. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let me tell you about that night in the club. I don't know what people are talking about. Shine was in the streets. He was a punk. So all of that street talk, you don't never come my way with that. Puff had to keep people off of you from beating you to death. Had to keep D-Rock from strangling you, Shine. Next, the DJ describes Shine's ego, leading to an altercation with D-Rock, who is Biggie Smalls' best friend. You remember when D-Rock had to beat you up in that studio? Cause you were feeling yourself. You lucky you signed the Bad Boy. Cause if you did not sign the Bad Boy and you signed the Def Jam or anywhere else, they were gonna pound you out, pause, like the day they beat you up in that studio. Let's be clear. To conclude his rant, Funkmaster Flex addressed the upcoming documentary. The documentary is already out. He went off on Shine and then everyone involved, including a few who had prior issues with the politician. Everyone in that documentary wanted to spit in your face, Shine. I don't even care what friends I lose tonight. I'm saying it. Every single one of them. Let's be clear.
Wait. All I'm going to say is,
okay,
that's how you do impressions. When you come in here, that's how you do impressions.
That was really good. My mouth is just, I'm like, huh?
Hey, yo.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Pause. Yeah, you got to pause that. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear anything about your mouth.
Ah, nigga. Okay, be easy.
Yeah. But Shine did respond. Shine did respond goodness. And say something about, he was like, he what was the, it was something like he said something about Jay-Z. He said something about Nas and this, that, and the third. But
why Flex so hurt right now over that?
I don't know. Shine said something like he be doing it for clout.
He do.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Definitely. Everybody says that. But let's be clear. Hot 97.
223 something. Call me back.
I swear, your impression just made me irritated with Flex.
Nah, you killed it though. That was
irritated with Flex.
Yeah, like let's be clear.
And for all the listeners, I don't look like this nigga.
I'm sending this to all New York listeners.
All New York listeners.
Nah, he wild out. Like, damn.
What's our hot 97?
You not heard over this man?
187-223-9797
Word. You know the 718-2.
That's crazy.
I know Power 105 number.
I do not know it.
800-585-1051 Cause what you call it saying?
I don't know.
Charlamagne, right?
No, Envy said it every morning. Yeah. 800-585-1051 Call us up. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah, but you did kill that, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
We need to bring it
back. I was stuck. I was like,
I'm gonna have a list of the shit I need you to do.
Okay.
Like bring the preacher here every once in a while.
Oh, the preacher? Yeah. Reverend Geno Jennings. I got to show you Reverend Geno Jennings so you'll get the
It don't even matter. If you don't even know it, it's just hearing it, it's like, that's a preacher for real.
Yeah. You're going to hell. The voice is crazy. I like Geno.
Yeah. I'm at the get up on my impressions in here.
You do.
You're killing it, my man.
Hey, I get it from my mama.
What?
I do. I get it from my mom. My mom be doing impressions of like
get
my
the hell out of here, like of other people.
Yeah, my aunts and like my grandma. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'd be like my chill. Like one, I can't say too much. You know what I'm saying? My family might be listening.
I need to stop then, because Aaron, my son, he gonna look at me like, oh, he's gonna start picking it up because I do the same thing.
I used to call my mom a job and stuff. I call her office and then, you know, so she answered the phone like, yes, may I speak to Dolores Knox, please? And she be like, yes, this is she. And then I start talking. She be like, Brandon, what you want? You know what I'm saying? I was fucking with her. Mom, can I get some chicken or some shit, you know? Let's see what else happened this week.
But that Sean documentary was a Hulu.
Hulu yes. Original?
Hulu mm-hmm. Original, yeah, so.
Okay.
People go and check it out.
Check it out.
It was good.
It was really good.
I liked it.
Yeah. I liked it.
Shout out to Barrington Levy.
Oh, yeah.
And that swing. He didn't do nothing new on that song.
He didn't.
Because that's his old song.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he sounded kind of.
Now, the fact that he did it live with nothing.
Yeah. He sounded a little bit bitter. He was mad.
Cause what did he say?
He said Sean messed around and went over there and got in trouble and so we were supposed to go on tour.
No, you know he said Sean listened to the people in hip hop and they told him that in order for him to make it big,
he gotta get in trouble. Yeah.
Nobody says that.
That's old man talking though. That's
Barrington Levy. Let's be clear.
He was just upset.
That only works in Jamaica.
He's probably about 80 years old. He in his mind he really got to
his teeth look like it. You know, you get real so old, them teeth start coming. It's like they're coming out. Is the gums receding? The gums go down? Or they come?
Just go watch the documentary.
Dangerous! His the original song, though. His original song, that shit hot. I listen to it in the gym all the time.
He killed all of them. Yeah. All his songs have had more.
But he do that in every song, though.
He do,
but he do the holler.
So you see? Know you like it? You like it.
I do, Sibley.
Whoa.
Oh God.
I know Yoshi could do that one.
Yo, yeah. That's this nigga be coming up. He'll pull up to the studio bumping Calypso music.
Exactly.
Like, man, who was that? Oh, you never heard of Steven Johnson? Like, no. Nobody's heard of Steven Johnson, Yoshi. He's real big on Trinidad and Tobago. Nigga, I live in South Carolina. I never heard this nigga. But shout out to all of the reggae music, calypso music. Damn, this is gonna be a weird turn. I don't know how to segue into this, but it's been some stories of police doing bad, and now in Trump's America, it ain't gonna be no protesting. So I don't know how these people going to get justice, but it was a man in Las Vegas. 43-year-old father. He called 911 for help during a home breaking. His name is Brandon Durham. He called an emergency line Tuesday morning to report that two people were shooting outside of his home and were trying to break in. His was one of multiple 911 calls reporting a shooting in the city's Sunset Park neighborhood. He reported that he was inside the house with his 15-year-old daughter, and he was going to lock himself in the bathroom. Three officers responded to the home at 12:40 a.m. and immediately saw damage to multiple vehicles and the windows of the home. Body camera footage was played during a press conference Thursday. It showed officers kicking down the home's door. Why? They kicked down the home's door upon arrival as screaming is heard inside the home. An officer rushes in with his firearm drawn, walks through a narrow hallway where screaming and banging were heard. Two people can be seen struggling in the doorway, one in a red sweatshirt with a hood over their head, and the other man apparently in his underwear with his arms around the person's sweatshirt. Around the person in the sweatshirt. The man without clothing was later identified as Durham, and the person in the sweatshirt was Alejandra Boudreaux, a suspect in the case. Hey, drop the knife, the officer said. Drop the knife. Approximately 2 seconds after issuing the command, the officer fired the gun and Durham appeared to be hit, according to the video. Both Durham and Boudreaux fell to the ground, and the officer advanced forward and fired his gun 5 more times. The knife was, this was in the video, the knife was circled. They arrested Boudreaux, but Durham died. Boudreaux is a woman.
Yeah.
Alejandra. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She is facing charges of home invasion with a deadly weapon, assault with a deadly weapon, domestic violence, willful or wanton disregard of safety of persons resulting in death, and child abuse, neglect, or endangerment. They were in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that's one. So he got killed because of this crit.
Yep. I be telling my brothers. When I say brothers, I mean all men.
Stop putting that thing on. Laying that thing down.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Women will get you killed. I've had a couple of friends that got killed over a woman.
Over a woman or by the woman?
Over a woman, by a woman. Like
messing around with somebody's husband?
What do you mean?
I mean messing around with somebody's wife and then the husband.
No, it's usually a boyfriend or something. Not even a husband yet.
Oh, so they got a boyfriend. And
like she's out hoeing, because that's what I'm going to call it. Your host, hoeing around, get caught, and then the dude will stab somebody I know or shoot somebody I know.
See, I always tell women if they are in a relationship or whatever, they got somebody that close to them, I always ask them, are you cool with this person dying? Because I will kill them if they step to me.
If they come to me, yeah, right.
On some bullshit. I will pull it. You know,
it's like the beef is with you, not me.
Yeah.
I don't understand how
you cool with this nigga dying. If you want, we can continue this, but this nigga gonna die.
And this man died for her, yeah,
in front of his daughter.
Because of her.
In front of his daughter. It was another incident in another domestic abuse call. This happened in Independence, Missouri. 2-month-old Destiny Hope and her mother, Maria Pike, were gunned down by Independence police in what community members are calling a state-sanctioned execution. The killings sparked outrage and demands for justice. November
2-month-old?
Yep.
Like they gunned down a 2-month-old.
Mm-hmm. On November 7th, when Talisa Combs, that's Destiny's grandmother, that's the baby, called the police to report a domestic dispute at the Oval Spring Apartments in Independence. According to Talisa, she had been assaulted by Maria during a heated altercation. She wanted Maria arrested for assault, but what unfolded far exceeded anything she could have imagined. She said that the officers came, said they asked me what happened. I said I was assaulted by my son's girlfriend, and they asked if there was any weapons upstairs in the apartment. I said no, but there's a baby up there, my granddaughter. Moments later, officers darted upstairs, the scene immediately escalating in an unfathomable fashion, and Talisa would soon learn that her warnings were completely ignored by the police. It's footage of it. I didn't watch. I don't like watching footage.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Can't watch footage.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that.
The officer stormed the building with pistols drawn and at least one cop sprinting up the stairs with a military-style rifle. And they kind of doing a lot of editorializing with, you know, but she was holding her daughter during the altercation, the Maria lady. And instead of waiting for mental health people to come, the officers charged into the apartment like they were, you know, raiding the apartment or whatever. And basically, they shot her while she was holding the baby.
While holding the baby, yeah.
Yeah. The baby, the lady died, but the baby got shot in the head. So, yeah.
Is the baby alive?
I think the baby's still alive.
Wow.
It doesn't say that the baby died. I'm trying to get to the end. This shit long as
fuck. My thing is, why did they even begin shooting? Did she advance toward them? Like, what made them?
Did she have a knife or something?
Shoot her.
I'm getting this thing. I should have finished reading it. Sorry. Sorry, listeners. Y'all want to know? Her name is Maria Pike. It don't say.
It's the article's long, so.
This is a long ass article. They wrote this shit like they writing for the goddamn Wire.
Yeah, you're right.
All these I don't think the baby died.
She pulled out a deadly weapon.
Oh, she pulled out a knife.
Yeah. Oh well.
That's way down there. But I mean,
and they were waiting for mental health people, so she was
yeah, she wasn't stable.
Was unhinged.
Well, maybe they just meant to shoot her and not the damn baby. But like she pulled a knife
out. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You got to be mad at the mother, too, though.
Of course.
Yep.
You pull out a knife.
Holding baby and having a physical something going on with the police. Put the baby down.
You could be mad at the grandmama.
Oh, yeah.
Because she said she didn't say nothing about she got assaulted with a weapon or nothing.
Yeah.
Be mad at the grandson. Mad at your damn son.
Yeah.
He procreated with this.
Your girl come over there and beat your mama up.
Can I call her one?
Go ahead.
Funky dog headed bitch. What Snoop Dogg said at that time? What was it that Snoop said? Kind of weird. He said that about Gayle King.
Oh, I can't remember.
You funky dog headed bitch. You procreated with this funky dog headed bitch.
People need to stop having kids with just anybody. Yeah.
She probably got that fire though. She had that fire.
That's why.
Yeah, that thing raw too.
And things is women are poison.
Raw dog. Diggity dog.
That's a man's choice.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say something real dog.
Don't do it.
I ain't gonna say it.
What else we got?
I'm gonna keep it. I've got to write that down in my pet peeves. Niggas rushing me.
What else we
got? In other news, I saw this article. I wonder how you guys would respond to this at the workplace. It was a doctor at a doctor's office. And it video shows him performing sexual acts in front of workers. Now I saw the headline and then I saw the guy in the video. You see him walking around the office butt naked. All he had on was a hat.
Wait, what is he?
He's a doctor. You mean he's a human? Wait.
No. Like he's the doctor.
Yeah, he's the doctor. He's walking around butt naked in the office. And you don't see nobody else moving.
He has to be unhinged.
Is this
a hospital or his private practice?
And he walking around, so he goes in and out of office or whatever. Let me read this. It's a newly released video shows, and this is in Blytheville, Arkansas, shows him walking around nude and performing a sexual act in front of his workers. Now, in the video, he's walking around in the office or whatever, and you think like, is nobody there, but then he goes to the front and it's just two women there like doing regular shit, like filing papers, like this nigga just standing there butt ass naked. So an investigation was launched after a complaint sent the medical board videos of David Diffini. I think that's how they said it. It wasn't defined, it was a Diffini like walking around his Blytheville practice in the nude. According to documents from a Freedom of Information Act request, the footage was taken in 2019. So this footage was taken in 2019, but it's only been public now. In the video, the doctor can be seen walking around naked, including in the hallway between patient rooms. One of the video clips shows Diffini walking around the receptionist's office naked in front of three women. He performed a sexual act directly on one of the women. According to documents obtained from the medical board, The woman not only worked in his office as a lab tech for another company, but was also one of his patients. According to the person who sent the board videos, all of them were taken during business hours. So anybody could just walk in.
Yeah, appointment only.
Yeah.
Appointment only.
Yeah, no walk-ins.
Like, is this his first time?
Oh, let me get to it. They claim that he used his position of power, sexual grooming, salary increases to groom employees and patients into repulsive sex acts. On October 13th, his license was suspended following an investigation. I know I read some of the other stuff, and they were saying that like he was paying people like $20,000 to do whatever, have sex with them, or all kind of stuff. He was giving them raises.
So we missing something, man. Something is missing. Something's missing.
These people knew.
They knew. These people in, but he was paying them.
Who reported him then?
Listen, I'm watching
the video. Did he hurt anybody? Like, that's my question.
I'm watching the video. He's casually walking around. Like he's wearing a he looks like he's wearing a gown on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a black lady behind. He's behind one of the black ladies. She didn't even turn around once.
They know it.
That is crazy. Yeah. If you get paid like that, then
right,
20 bands.
Yeah. I ain't saying nothing.
Go ahead, Tom. Hurry up.
This
guy's such a
sit it on the shoulder.
So
I
he
don't
was
care.
He was informed that there was video evidence, and he said, "I don't know anything about that at all. I would have to see those things to have any idea what you're talking about." But this isn't the first time that he's been investigated or whatever. He said earlier this year, someone complained about what he calls his naturist activities. So it was a complaint about him having nude photos on social media. And it included screenshots from his now deactivated Instagram account. And it's called @naked.dr.dave.
That's what I thought. And when I said it was missing something, that's what I was thinking.
This is his thing.
He had to be doing like a live, these probably live footages from a feed, from a webcams or something like that.
No, this is his thing. This security footage.
For real?
Yeah, this security footage, yeah.
So he's standing there going into pizza. The pizza box is up. There's a pizza box on the desk, and he's just like casually going through the pizza box, get a slice.
Like he's stretching in the video, talking to his staff.
So he responded to the medical board about the Instagram page, and he said that he's a naturist and his accounts are well known to the naturist community.
He's a nudist too.
He cited the practice as promoting acceptance and body positivity. He said, "We do not shame, sexualize, fear, but you jacking off on people though. So you are sexualizing." He said, "Fear or negatively stigmatize the naked body."
These people are saying yes. These people got freaking them too.
Definitely. Are they
poor? If I ain't have no freak in me, no, sir, I can't work here. But these people are like, oh, I ain't.
But what if it's for the money?
And I get paid.
Yeah, Keisha part of it too.
Yeah, they ain't on it now.
They let him sit it on the shoulder.
That's
quite
what
a few times. Yeah.
That's how close he was.
And it's like, they took his, okay, I get it. Why? But it's like, why y'all took this man license? He didn't do any malpractice.
Well, he was suspended.
Was his license? His license was suspended.
Yeah, his license was suspended.
Yeah, why?
Probably
because they usually suspend a license for malpractice or like you're drinking on the job, you're doing something like illegal that could harm.
He probably did. It's like I said. He's probably posting some of this stuff.
I want to know.
Some of this stuff might be getting posted.
He got OnlyFans.
Well,
you can't tell me.
Well, he's been investigated in the past for allegations surrounding illegally distributing pain medications. He was suspended in 2017 while they investigated claims of his overprescribing medications. But they found no evidence of him violating the Arkansas Medical Practice Act, and they closed the investigation. In 2011, he entered into a deferred prosecution agreement after he was investigated by the medical board and criminally charged for allegedly illegally. So he got a little pattern here now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was charged with illegally distributing pain medications. But the charges were dropped. And he agreed not to practice medicine in Missouri for 3 years. In 2013, they closed the matter. So, he has a hearing set for December 6th.
He needs to just move to nature and be a holistic doctor.
I mean, but do holistic doctors get the holes?
No, I'm saying he could find he could find his way.
Yeah, but shout out to this doctor.
Because it's like he's not doing it to children. He's doing it to people that's giving consent.
But you can't really consent if you work for the person though.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
Well,
you can't. It's a
the way they was in there, they part of it.
No, yeah. but you can't. But like, if I work here, this is my livelihood. It's hard to find a job in whatever area. Mm-hmm. And my person say, well, the person that's over me says, well, you do this or you fire. Some people gonna do whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's why they say, like, if you're in a position of power, the people under you can't consent. Like people that CEOs or whatever, mm-hmm. they have sex with the people in jail, they get arrested for sex crimes because mm-hmm. those people can't consent. People like college professors can't have sex with the students, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So these people may not have.
I don't think it's all of them.
No, I ain't saying all of them, but it's still a.
I wish I could see their faces because they all look real comfortable sitting there.
I mean, you might get used to it, but it still don't make it right.
Oh, no. Not saying it's right. Not saying it's right at all.
I think they're part of it.
They're
part of it. I think this whole thing was the internet something. That's what was getting them jammed up.
They
were doing lives or something, but they're way too comfortable in there.
If it was that, it would have came out sooner than 5 years.
Yeah, but you also had complaints of people that used to work there or, you know, people that work there now. They'd be like, yeah, Tom is always, you know, brushing up against me. You know, crazy stuff like that.
Like, none of them are talking. Will come back the out. Fact that he's already suspended, like, his license suspended is suspended now. So, mm-hmm. being that is, they don't have a job right now. And, like, I could talk if I want to now. But none of them are talking.
We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know. But
we don't know.
I don't think they are. I think they're all part of it.
It's the 23rd.
He was paying them big money, though.
Yeah.
It came out on the 15th.
I want to find out who Keisha is. The Keisha in the video.
You think she Keisha?
I'd have been working for Tom.
Well, I'm saying you think she Keisha. She might be damn Glodine or some shit. Might be an old ass lady.
Nah, you don't see that one in the
picture? Nah, she's young.
She young?
She's young. She's young. Her hair's purple.
Oh, God.
She young.
Well, you know what that is.
Her hair not purple. She wearing a purple shirt.
Yeah. She wearing a purple shirt.
I don't know. Check it out.
But her hair done though.
Yeah.
The fact that he's just stretching behind them as he laughs and talks with them—that's
crazy.
That is diabolical.
You know what else is diabolical?
What?
All of these food recalls.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. So it was a listeria outbreak linked to South Carolina meat.
Here we go.
It leaves an infant dead. 72,000 pounds affected. This is out of Spartanburg. Officials have announced an expanded recall involving a South Carolina-based company's products suspended of being linked to a multi-state listeria outbreak that has already led to one death. 72,240 pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products from Spartanburg-based Yushang Food.
So ready-to-eat meat is probably like a...
You know,
sausage or soup packages or soup.
No, nah, probably like
no. It's like. It's more so that's in the like heat it up and it's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to go
Vienna like sausages.
No, not even that. It's
like you know,
like you the TV got the dinner type stuff.
Hmm? Nah, I ain't gonna say that.
You wouldn't.
You know, like you can buy like the ready cooked bacon, that type of shit.
I never heard of that.
They got bacon that's in the box and it's already cooked. You just got to warm it up a little bit.
Oh, shit.
But not like, what? Yeah, not microwave type shit.
Roger Woods already.
No.
They are. Roger Woods are, yeah.
Really?
That's crazy. So far, the centers of the CDC and prevention has identified 11 cases related to the products across four states. 9 people were hospitalized and 1 person has died, the infant. California has reported the most confirmed illnesses, 7. And 1 confirmed death. Illinois, New Jersey, and New York each have at least 1 confirmed case, and authorities believe that there may be cases in states that haven't yet reported them, but nothing in South Carolina yet mm-hmm. related to the recall.
I think
okay, so the items are Japanese chasu pork belly, mm-hmm. braised pork belly and brown sauce, seasoned pork feet, seasoned pork hock. What the fuck is that?
What were you saying earlier?
Wait, you just wait. Chinese brand spicy duck head, Yushang brand cooked chicken, Chinese brand spicy duck neck, Bajan seasoned whole chicken, Chinese brand spicy. Let me tell you something. All of this shit, niggas are safe.
Yeah,
I right. Chinese brand
spicy duck tongues, Chinese brand spicy duck wings. Okay, hold up now. Chinese brand chicken feet. Niggas love chicken feet.
No, I don't eat that.
Yushang sausage made with pork and chicken, seasoned pork tongues. Seasoned. Because see, niggas don't buy seasoned stuff.
Nope, we don't trust nobody seasoning.
Chicken quarter leg, braised beef shank. God damn. Oh, is some soup? You did say soup? Spicy pork feet lamb's head soup.
I got Progresso chicken noodle.
Okay. How about spicy chicken gizzards? Pork snout meat. Jesus Christ. This shit that niggas
do. We're not eating that, so let's move on.
You never know.
Those are all Asian people that got sick.
Just Asian people that got sick.
Asian people got sick.
And you know their stomachs ain't strong as they got weak immune systems. You know, they got COVID over here.
Speaking of pork.
Yeah. Speaking of Asian food, Keith Lee. He's a food critic. You don't know who Keith Lee is, do you?
I do now.
You do now? Okay. Mm-hmm. He's a food critic. He found something moving in the sushi. Oh wow. I say he had a couple million. He got 16.8 million followers on TikTok.
What happened with him at the awards that time? He had a date or somebody? Somebody said something to his girl?
No, somebody, I forgot what it was, but somebody walked up to him like a prankster or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
One of the YouTube people, and they walked up to him kind of aggressively.
Yeah.
And his people, kind of, his security, whatever, kind of like brushed him off. That part I remember.
No, you know what?
No, it was something else. It was something else, though, at that same award.
Kiki Palmer? Somebody did.
No, it wasn't Kiki Palmer. Somebody that was presenting or something like that.
They said call him the name
wrong. No, they said he was the wrong person.
Okay.
No, right. They gave him a rose. That's what it was. They gave him a little rose or something. He was with his wife, and he dropped it on the ground, and
then he videoed.
It was some shit like that. But then at the same one, the little shit with the person walking up on him.
Listen, they send the email who that person was.
I forgot who the
It was like Kiki, I think it was.
Was it Kiki? It might have been Kiki.
Yeah.
But he you know, he do his food reviews or whatever, and he was doing some sushi. And the sushi, people in the comments,
his viewers saw it first.
Viewers saw that it moved. Ooh. But after that he had already ate it. I don't think he got sick immediately. Yeah, it was a FOB sushi. And then he said it started out positive. His review was positive, but
I saw it.
I didn't see sushi.
You didn't see it move? I didn't see it move. His hand was kind of shaking. He did.
No, they said that. Apparently, they said it was a little worm that they saw.
Yeah, but the people, the FOB sushi people, said that it was the way he was holding the chopsticks.
Yeah.
But then, like a day or two later, somebody else got sick, and then they had to, you know,
shut down
a couple places, or whatever. But a lot of these people doing these food reviews.
I don't eat raw food.
Talking about food reviews.
Like raw sushi, I guess that's the point, but I can't do it. I need my food cooked.
The only sushi place I go to is Cowfish.
Where's that?
They have them all over. I've been to one in Raleigh. I've been to one in Charlotte. But they make it sound wild, but they'll make like steak style sushi.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be like, you know, a steak. Instead of like raw fish in the middle, it'd be like steak. Or they make like a cheeseburger roll sushi.
Oh.
Like cheeseburger, but it got like, you know what I'm saying? You can make it on whatever, but that's the only, I can't do the raw fish.
I can't do the raw sushi. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I had it once and I was like,
it just did something. Did you get sick or did you just say your mind?
It's my mind. Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
Mm. Shout out to Keith Lee. He be changing lives. Him and that other dude, Chime Time, they be giving people I just saw what Chime Time gave this lady like $5,000.
I saw a review I think it was either Chime Time. He did a review in a place in Atlanta. After he did a review, the lines was wrapped around the building.
Probably the same place, like this past week or something. Yeah. It was called Red Rice.
A gray brick building?
I don't remember the building.
Man.
It was red. I know he did it at this place called Red Rice, and he liked the food, and he went in and gave the lady like $5,000 afterwards or whatever. Because she did it nice.
If he ever did a review on a restaurant I own and I have it wrapped around, you never have to pay for it ever again.
Mm-hmm.
You never have to pay for a meal when you come visit me.
I know he did a review, Chime Time did a review of this egg roll place up in like the Charlotte area. Mm-hmm. She like it's like a food truck. And ever since then, like her line be like crazy long.
Yeah.
Keith Lee, he did one time, somebody, they was doing the food out of their house, and people came so crazy until like they had to shut it down because it was too many people like would be in the neighborhood. People was calling on them or whatever. Then the police got involved.
Haters, man.
Well, not that, like it's so crazy until like people can't get in and out of their neighborhood. And so, you know what I'm saying? It was just too much.
What kind of neighborhood is this? Gated?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
can't get out the damn neighborhood.
But you cooking out the house.
You ain't supposed to be doing that.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to be doing it.
I mean, technically.
Yeah. And like where they were cooking at, the authorities was like, you know, y'all can't cook. The what y'all doing, y'all can't do it, but it just got so big until they couldn't like hide it or whatever. But
yeah, I'm sure she didn't expect it.
I don't know if it was a she.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't expect it.
I can't remember. It might have been a she, but it was a family.
They got a truck now?
I hope
so. They were working on getting a truck. Yeah, those people.
Oh, I know them people. Because, well, if it's the one I'm thinking about, they lived near my younger brother at first before they came to Charlotte.
No, this place wasn't in Charlotte. I'm talking to Keith. Okay. The neighborhood one wasn't in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the neighborhood one wasn't in Charlotte.
Okay.
That was
Let's help these people get their trucks, y'all.
Yeah, so they don't have to. But that's why I like him. Let's see what else happened before we get out of here. Where do y'all think the internet comes from?
What do you mean?
Like, how do we get the internet? Like, the network or whatever. In my mind, I thought it was just satellites.
I think
it's beyond satellites.
Satellites in space. That's what I was thinking.
It all come from satellites.
Yeah.
So, I heard somebody say this, but I thought it would be, like, too hard to do or whatever because it's just so vast. But apparently, it's fiber optic cables in the ocean that go from place to place.
No, well, fiber optic cable is to make it, like, say, all right. Say we're out in the middle of nowhere right now.
Yeah.
And to send a signal from, you know, the main place,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you would have to, you can't send copper wires. You gotta
bounce it, yeah.
You can't send copper wires. So fiber optic carries more because it's light.
No, but I'm saying I didn't know it was whatever kind of cables. I didn't know it was cables in the ocean.
But everybody doesn't have fiber optic.
That's the same case. It's whatever on the other side of the ocean, they're trying to send signal over to there.
So, in Sweden, they're investigating the sighting of a Chinese vessel
mm-hmm.
Where two Baltic Sea internet cables were severed. It's a 135-mile internet link between Lithuania and Sweden. And it stopped working on Sunday.
They probably had a dock or something over there in that dock area that needed, internet service over there or whatever kind of service.
So it said later on Monday, a 730-mile cable carrying data between Germany and Finland was cut. And so people don't believe that it was an accident. They think it was done intentionally
because
mm-hmm. it was Chinese. It was a certain Chinese ship that was there.
Mm-hmm.
The Yiping, it was a cargo ship. It was traveling from Russia to Egypt. And when it passed the two cables at around the same time, each was cut on Sunday and Monday.
Oh, so they narrowed it down. You know what? That same boat came through mm-hmm. here the other day.
Mm-hmm. So, back in 2023, another Chinese vessel got investigated, and they found out that the Chinese vessel was dragging its anchor.
Yeah.
And they cut a cable like that. It damaged a gas line and a telecommunications line in the Gulf of Finland. But I just didn't know that it was, like, cables that did the shit. I just thought it was satellites.
That's just the
way
to...
It's wiring,
That's
too.
Just the way to get it over there. Say, all right, we're here in Florence,
mm-hmm.
and this was all wooded area.
Mm-hmm.
To get it in Timminsville, you would, run a fiber optic cables.
730 miles?
Yeah, fiber optics is light. Mm-hmm. It's not copper anymore.
It's still light. Long.
Yeah, but light goes how long? As far as, almost as far as you can see.
Yeah, true. I'm just thinking about that. Somebody had to lay the line down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. 730 miles of line.
Shoot, think about, when you think about that, think about the roads, the highways, the bridges.
Yeah, but the roads ain't underwater.
Tunnels.
You had to go under roads, though.
Yeah.
The only reason I know is because working with Spectrum at one time.
Oh, you work with Spectrum. Mm-hmm. Way to tell people now they can find you.
I used to work at Spectrum. Yeah. Find me.
I just always thought it was satellites.
Nah, it's not.
I guess I'm the dummy then.
I tell you one thing.
Tell me two things.
When I was younger, I worked at a telecommunication in New York.
Okay.
And we ran fiber optic cable from the 42nd floor of the federal building down all the way to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
That's two floors down, across the street, and up four floors to another building. Fiber optic cable.
It's still a cable. I'm not like amazed at the cable running in, like, from my house to that house or whatever.
You mean 730
miles. That's my thing. Like, that's a lot of cable underwater.
Hey, that's how they
where the anchors be at.
That's how they gotta get,
you know
it
what I'm saying? That's my thing. But we talked about your son earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What's the furthest you'll let your son? Well, he's six, so he ain't going far.
He's not going far.
He ain't going far. It's a mom that in Georgia, she facing jail time after her 10-year-old son walked less than a mile away from home by himself.
Where was he going to do, though?
Was he coming home from school?
Nah, I said less than a mile. He was going on a mission.
Less than a mile. They don't
say.
That's not far.
She took another one of her kids to a doctor's appointment. And then she received a call from the sheriff's office that her son had left their home and wandered into town. He was found by deputies less than a mile from the family's home.
Yeah, it probably depended on who was watching him.
He probably was home by himself.
He wasn't home alone.
That's what I mean.
See, now that part.
Home alone or a teenager was watching him.
That part, you have to be 12 years old.
To be home by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, my mom would have been locked up.
Mine too.
8 years old, latch key kid.
Yeah, you have to you have to be 12 years old to be home alone.
B, did you have your key on a shoestring around your neck?
No, hell no. I had my key in my book bag, and one time, well, I used to lose it so much until my mama put it under the mat. And one day, Reggie went to my house. I don't know why he was home from school, went in my house and stole my damn Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo. I remember that story.
He stole my Super Nintendo.
Your mom mad at him for
Not my mama. My mama, she was asking around the neighborhood. So shout out to Jamal mama. She was a stay-at-home mama. They had money because the daddy, he worked at UPS.
Mm.
So my mama, she went down there to their house and asked. And she was like, I did see Reggie walking down the street with a bag. So my mama went to Reggie's house and said something to Reggie's mama, like, you know, did Reggie, and Reggie's mama, she ain't even said nothing. She just went to the closet.
Like,
But no, she wasn't like, she just went and got it and handed it to my mama and closed the door. And Reggie ain't got no trouble. She just didn't care.
She didn't care.
Yeah, so that was my last key kid shit. And then, but it was my fault, really. Really, it was my fault because I couldn't keep up with the damn key.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you didn't tell Reggie to go steal it.
Nah, but he probably checking those, though. But he, you know.
He knew where your key was.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't hard. Just check on
where Reggie at now? Jail?
I got a story about Reggie. If y'all remind me, I'll tell you after the.
Sure
but
will.
He ain't in jail. Reggie ain't in jail, though.
I'm playing.
He ain't in jail. I mean, I got some jail stories about some niggas. Trust me. track. By their life. You know what I'm saying? You want to say it? I know you want to say it.
Nah, I don't want to say it.
You want to say, what else you got?
Nah, I ain't
going to
say it.
What else you got? Hold it again. Real quick, the McRib is back. McRib is back.
Where's the applause? We got.
No.
You a McRib,
don't
nigga?
Clap, y'all.
Come on, man. It's a McRib.
Man, you like the McRib?
Okay, it was the onions, but still.
But you mentioned that. I'm scared.
Big thank you.
I'm scared.
I would not
of going
be
to
excited.
Yeah, I'm scared to go to McDonald's.
Look, I was like, I'm going.
Nah, I'm not going. But McRib is like a staple, man.
Is
you.
It?
So you gonna get,
never
you,
had it?
Oh, you say you're not going?
No, I'm not getting it.
You better not.
Ever since I realized the shape of the McRib, got the bone shape in it. Ain't no bones in it. So
it ain't.
Ever since then, I was like, you know, once you get older, it's like, man, what is that?
And then they got them onions on there, too. So
that's my main thing. I tell them McRib without the onions.
Nah, I like the onions. I'm saying they got the onions, and the onions is what made everybody sick.
Yep.
But then you can buy the McRib sauce now, so.
That's the thing.
You going to get the McRib sauce?
The sauce pretty good.
Okay, all right. I mean, I just get it for the nostalgia, but
The barbecue sauce. It's not like rib sauce or nothing.
Yeah, yeah, it's the barbecue sauce. Yeah. Another good news.
Mm-hmm.
Charges have been dropped. He's been exonerated.
What's his name?
Juicy Smollett. he's been exonerated. And in sad news, the most famous person off of Minister Society.
Of course.
The most famous person off of Minister Society. Who did he play?
Kane's cousin Harold. And that's when you say, you don't say, because I don't think he had a name. His name in the movie is Kane Cousin Harold.
You don't say just Harold?
No, I say Kane's cousin Harold.
Yeah, he passed away on Tuesday. He was 54.
Mm-hmm.
He was a rapper too.
Yep.
I did not know he was a rapper. Oh, he was in a group with Exhibit, Raz Cass. They were called the Golden State Project.
Okay.
Or the Golden State Warriors, as it were. Okay. But shout out to him.
You know what stuck out?
Oh, it said in the thing too.
What, Kane's cousin?
Kane's cousin Harold, yeah.
What stuck out to me is he had a nose ring back then. It was like, I think, a loop or something, like a big loop.
Hov said about Tupac that Tupac even had a nose ring. Y'all niggas tripping.
He did.
Yeah.
He sure did. Mm.
But this is he was before Tupac, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
That song means it's time for our scammer of the week. And this week we'll take you to Bradenton, Florida, and North Texas, because of technology. Florida man, gotta watch out for Florida man. He was arrested Tuesday for allegedly impersonating Elon Musk online and scamming a North Texas woman out of approximately $600,000. Is that still funny?
She's an idiot.
Okay.
Elon Musk don't need money. Everybody know this.
Well, no. Well, you got to listen to the story. Have you heard the story before?
No, please let me know.
So, and you need to let, you got older people?
I'm laughing because he impersonated Elon Musk. That's the funny part.
Here's the thing, though. The bigger the lie, the more they believe.
But go ahead.
And this is a cautionary tale to let your relatives know that's older. They can easily get scammed. So the Bradenton Police Department, Elder Fraud Unit, that sounds like a police show.
Elder Fraud Unit.
Yeah. Law and Order Elder Fraud Unit. EFU. That might be a show title. Arrested 56-year-old Jeffrey Arthur Moynihan Jr. For grand theft, according to the department. To a department release, Bradenton Police said Moynihan befriended a 74-year-old Texas woman in 2023. This nigga worked quick. $600,000 in a year. Under the guise of Texas billionaire Elon Musk. Texas. South African, and exchanged messages for several months, encouraging her to invest in Musk's business. Moynihan, acting as Musk, promised her a $55 million return on her investment. Police said financial records indicate the victim transferred $250,000 to bank accounts owned by Moynihan and his business, Jeff's Painting and Pressure Washing, LLC. But her husband told investigators his wife gave quote unquote Elon Musk approximately $600,000. Moynihan was arrested at his home in Bradenton on Tuesday night, according to BPD.
Dang.
The real Elon Musk is not under investigation. Of course he's not.
Where did they come up with these scams, man?
My thing is,
How did he come up 74, with it?
74. That's not old anymore.
Well, he's been doing it. It said,
yeah, he's been doing this.
Bradenton police said its elder fraud unit has investigated fraud cases. Oh no, this wasn't just him. Okay, this was something else. But
I get mad that they get those frauds before I can even think of them.
So you want to get over old people?
I wouldn't mind.
That's what the of beekeeper was about. That's
of
what
old
the,
people.
That's what the beekeeper was about.
If an old people's giving me $600,000,
they're not giving you. You tricking them out of it.
Hey,
all right, let that come back on you. Don't let that come.
No,
back.
74. That's not old anymore. Contract. Today, that's 70. Not as old. It's not that old.
Let me tell you something. It is as old as it is. If you so old, you getting tricked out of $600,000.
My thing is. She didn't find it weird that Elon Musk
needed
wanted
money
her to invest.
Do you want to know why she didn't find it weird?
Because are they rich already? Like, what do I want to know what they do?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, of course they rich.
I want to know what they do to where they think Elon Musk would call them.
Her husband said he gave them $600,000 and we ain't heard nothing about their lights getting turned off. They ain't put that. They missed no right. bill payments.
But my question is, do they run in circles with Elon Musk? Like the people that Elon Musk is partnered up with, like
they like. I feel
my
like,
thing is like
I feel like they a ring below Elon Musk because, like, all right, like if I was talking to somebody on social
media,
have they
ever met him? Like, I have so many questions.
No, he did it all on Facebook. So like, check this out. If let's say like I may have happened to come in contact with Young Jeezy, I may believe I'm really talking to the snowman, because I'm, you know, maybe
you would not talk to him on Facebook.
You never know.
You would not.
He
would not.
If he mentioned a couple things that made me really believe that was really Gucci, you never know.
You would not talk on Facebook. What's your number?
Who?
No, that's what I would be asking. Let's meet up, please. I'm not giving nobody money, and we not having a sit down meeting face to face.
See, I have one question when it comes to scammers. I have one question. I asked the scammer, "Where was Usher at 7 o'clock?" They don't know. The scammers
don't
know.
They don't.
But if somebody ever knows, they
gonna
might get me.
They're gonna get you.
They might get
you
me.
You're right. Ooh, that could be a good one.
Because that's very specific thing, especially if it's somebody black. If you don't know that,
how many seconds you giving them to answer?
It's not Googleable.
Yes, it is.
Google it.
Can you really not?
You can't Google.
I want to
Google.
Where was Usher at 7 o'clock? See if it says.
Hey Siri.
It sounds like mumbo jumbo.
Where was Usher at 7 o'clock?
Okay, I found this on the web for mumbo jumbo.
In his drop top, cruising the streets.
Check it out.
Oh.
AI. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna change it up.
You better change it up.
Where? How many bricks did Jay-Z lose?
Ooh.
And where?
Okay.
Brooklyn niggas.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many bricks did Jay-Z
lose? Young boys ain't gonna know that though.
Nah, young boys won't know that.
Nope.
And where was he? That's too specific. Cause I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it up there?
Nah, that ain't gonna
be. Do you
up
know?
There.
They said 92.
92 bricks.
Google
where?
Google is strong.
560 State Street. Is that up there? Let's put New York, I need you to listen to me. Where was Jay-Z when he lost those bricks?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Flex.
Maybe it's the concussions I got in high school playing football.
Where's the...
With the what?
It's coming right up. Asking you shall receive.
I don't know
receive
how to do that sound effect.
It's called the bomb. If I can find it on the... There we go. And let's add a little bit of this for flavor. Let's
you having
clear
too much fun Jamaican tonight.
Flex? Not flex yet. You haven't seen anything yet.
I said tonight, today.
Let's
not even
be clear.
Nighttime. You would think it's dark outside how he acting right now, y'all.
I act like this early in the morning, too. Yep. I just be wanting to have fun.
Sick, B.
Ain't made no sense at all. L.
Yep.
What's some new releases? What's came out this week, man? What should we be listening to?
All right, well, peoples, if y'all don't know me, I do collect music. I collect CDs and vinyl and stuff like that. So I kind of try to stay up on the new stuff that's coming out.
Okay.
Some of the new, you know, albums. And
because unlike Jones, shout out to Jones from the Music Jones podcast. This nigga want to listen to 94 music all the time.
Oh, he's one of them?
And him and Yoshi.
I got peoples like that.
Yeah.
Well, tell Jones, holler at me because I have all the mixtapes.
He don't listen. He don't listen to my show.
Oh, he don't.
Nah, if he get this far and he heard me say that, he might call me and cuss me. Oh, you'll be whatever. So, yeah, call me, nigga.
Well,
you don't listen, Jones.
I have all the Clues mixtapes. I have a whole lot of mixtapes from the 90s. So, holler at me because that's where you can find a lot of the – you can find a lot of freestyles and stuff from there that you can't hear right now.
30-year-ago music?
Definitely.
I'm here to tell you right now.
What?
He don't care.
I mean, you might not, but he – he might like that.
Jones loves it.
Talking about 30 years ago, guess what? This week, 30 years ago, There Is a Dark Side by Redman came out. See?
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
Hey, man. Redman in my top five, too. But anyway, this week. What's new this week?
All right, this week. I'm going to start low and go aim high.
Whoa, I know if you starting low, if what I think it is.
No, I'm going to start high on your end, but low on my end.
Let's see what you mean.
All right, we're going to start with Ice Cube.
Oh, okay, definitely low on my end.
For the people that Ice Cube fans, and when I say Ice Cube fans, I don't mean Are We There Yet or Friday. Ice Cube was a rapper at one time.
No Vaseline.
Yeah. He just dropped an album. The new album is called Man Down. And he's rapping on this album.
Ice Cube with one good album?
He got more than one good album. We can argue
Lethal,
that.
What's it called?
Lethal Injection?
Yeah, that's
it. That's not a death certificate. We'll get
I'm just joking.
We'll argue about that later.
I'm just joking. That's what the comment's saying now because of somebody else you're going to mention later.
Okay, yeah, I know why. But if you ever get a chance, listen to track two. All right, I'm gonna say if you're an Ice Cube fan and you like Ice Cube's voice and you like that West Coast sound, then you'll like this album.
Word.
But if you're just trying to get into him, you're not gonna like it. You'll pass it up. But track two is one of my favorites.
Okay,
it's My Ego.
Oh, and that's the name. Okay,
yeah, that's it. And we go into R&B. I got an R&B one here.
Okay.
Eric Bellinger.
Bellinger. This nigga.
I mean, you know, Eric Bellinger. I liked him for a minute now. He did put out a lot of mixtapes and stuff like that. And he just put this album out this Friday that came out. The name of the album is It All Makes Sense Later.
I know somebody that Eric Bellinger makes them moist.
Yeah, a lot of females.
Yeah. Women.
A lot of females.
Women.
And if you listen to this, you don't know who Eric Bellinger is. If you saw the tiny desk of Usher.
I was wondering
why. If you saw the tiny desk of Usher.
Oh, yeah, he was in that.
He was the one that did the whatever.
The high
challenge.
Voice?
Yeah, the high voice challenge.
Yeah. Shout out to Eric Bellinger.
That's him. He's been around for a minute, but he's kind of underground.
Mm-hmm.
His new album just came out. It gives a Afro vibe beat.
Where he from? He from Afro?
No, he's from, I kind of want to say Detroit or somewhere like that. I just remember him.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. Son. Don't follow me.
Whatever you said. But this album's good. It is a full listen through.
When people say stuff like ain't no good R&B out no more and stuff, you got to mention him.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
you
I
do.
Just tell people they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. My favorite track on the album is track number two, Special. And that's one of those ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go to my last one for the day.
Okay.
Everybody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. The internet is going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was an unannounced drop.
It definitely was.
Kendrick Lamar. And it's titled GNX. And I think Kendrick Lamar ate the blue pill.
What you mean?
Because he's on another level right now.
Oh, okay. I was lost.
He if, you know, the blue pill or the red pill?
Yeah.
He ate the blue pill. He leveled up.
I was in the gym for about 2 hours, and I let it play and play and play. And maybe I'm not smart enough.
All right.
What? I just don't.
We're not going to talk to you right now.
Because I can tell he's saying some stuff that I don't know what he's talking about. Like, he's talking about people.
Yeah.
Like, on one of the songs, they cut some shit out. And they're saying that he might be talking about Ice Cube.
He's talking about a lot of people, I think. Yeah. But you know what? The people that's into Kendrick Lamar, they almost can decode shit he's saying.
Some of the shit, like, even the date that it dropped on November 22nd, mm-hmm. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what else happened November 22nd?
No, what?
1963.
What?
Kennedy got shot. And they're saying it was done intentionally. So this was a headshot.
Mm-hmm. For real?
Just a little shit like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
internet goes crazy on us.
Yeah,
like
and they'd be like you say, they'd be decoding this, that, and the third. Yeah. Like, if half of the theories or the stuff he be doing is true, it's crazy.
There's internet theories. The biggest internet theories are Bigfoot and Kendrick Lamar lyrics.
Yeah, they be breaking that shit down. Yeah.
My favorite shit on there is Squabble Up, but
y'all heard that before.
Yeah, I think they heard that one. But everybody's talking about TV Off.
Is that the one where he talk about Lil Wayne?
Yeah, supposedly.
No, he do say something about Lil Wayne. He says,
I don't know if he said his name.
No, he said, maybe that's not the track, but on the track where he's talking about
used to be something.
No. He says, he think he disappointed Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
because his work ethic or whatever.
That's my hot tracks, hot releases of the week.
Yeah, y'all check them out.
Yep.
Well, that's it for us this week. Corey, let everybody know they can find you on social media.
Instagram at Corey Sin.
Mm-hmm. You still got them three pictures up?
I do.
You want to put a fourth up?
I am.
Okay.
After I do my hair.
What's wrong with your hair?
Nothing's wrong with my hair.
Give them the hair wrap challenge.
Oh, I just noticed. It is different.
It's different.
Oh, yeah, you had.
Yeah.
My gosh. Y'all such men.
You know, I was trying to figure out. I was like, it's different.
What's different,
like,
about her today?
She got the bun in the back type joint right there, mm-hmm. son. You know what I mean? But then.
I got hair.
You got hair, but I was looking for the other hair, son.
Nice and thick. Yeah, I took my twist out.
I thought it was locks.
Mm-mm.
There was this twist.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I'm a bald nigga. I don't know. Black, you got your hair out too.
Black girl magic.
You got your hair in a bun too.
You got to let your hair rest, right?
Twinsies.
Mm-hmm. Twinsies.
I'm not gonna laugh on that one. There ain't no twinsies going on.
Y'all twins. You got to say, you got a bun in the
twinsies.
Top too.
Twinsies.
You got two.
Get a bubblehead.
We got two buns and then we got fruit because I got a watermelon head. What's the... And I got a milk dud.
Where they can find me at?
Yes.
Can find me at EL Murphy on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Or catch me on some weeks at the Digital Studios Podcast.
Yeah. You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show at DJ Blaze Show on Instagram. Wednesday, we're talking about, what are we talking about?
Pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
Top five pet peeves.
Yeah. Would it be bottom five since it's aggravating? I guess it'd be top five.
I guess a pet peeve has to be
aggravating. I mean, that's a nice twist on it, bottom five.
Hey. Is that an AO? Should I AO myself?
Yeah. You said it.
Yeah, you said bottom.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to play that. Good Jesus Christ. I can't stand that nigga. email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. We got an email in late. We'll read it on the Wednesday show. Shout out to the homie B-Mac. Shout out to Yoshi for sending in that email too. They got their arms at a 90 degree angle.
Yep.
Perpendicular to the parallel to the ground, and they doing that West Coast dance. Yep. Y'all know the one we talking about.
We banging it over here.
Yeah, we banging it. we'll see y'all later. It's your boy B-Easy.
It's your girl Corey Sten.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Plan, baby, teach you something. If you need correction, that's the plan, baby. Don't put your life in these weird niggas' hands, baby.
It's not enough. Few solid niggas left, but it's